Squirrels and Robots, episode 111. Thank you, Joe, and James, and David, for the generous donations this week. It is much appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. I finished the comic book. Really? I think so. You think so? I'm pretty sure it's not unfinished. Oh, well, good on you, mate. Even though you've been overworked and have medical things going on and, you know, could explode at any moment, you've persevered through your ailments with unwavering commitment. Cheers. How many painkillers are you on?
9. The doctor said take aspirin.
Wow. You know, remember when they used to give out painkillers like candies? Now it's like, oh, sorry you're bleeding out of your eyes, mate. Here, have an Advil. You know, it's what is happening?
I didn't even take that either. As I feel the pain, lets me know I'm alive. Also, it's a constant reminder to not do something that will make it worse.
I can kind of see that. People tend to overdo things if their body doesn't tell them otherwise. So, you know what? You don't want to be too numb to things. That goes for mentally as well.
Yeah, I find that unless I have a constant stabbing in my body telling me something is wrong, I end up skateboarding on top of roller skates down stadium stairs with scissors.
Boy, uninsurable this one. Yeah, the short update on medical stuff, more tests. So, you know how that goes, but at least things are moving forward. Anyway, let's see, there's a Russian-Ukraine thing going on, but that's politics apparently, so we're not gonna talk about it. The Queen got sick the same week England lifted restrictions, so I guess that's irony, but also politics. So we'll pass on that.
I say everyone who is sick should get well. Get well.
Alright, I guess. Elden Ring is being released this week, and if you like Bloodborne or Souls games, you'll probably like this game. If you don't like those type of games, I would still recommend watching some streams as the character designs and artistry of the game are pretty much top-notch from what I've seen.
You know, I only saw a bit of the demo when Asmongold was playing it on Twitch, and I gotta tell you, it looks brilliant. And I don't even like Souls games.
I am terrible at Souls games, though I did excel at playing Hide the Soul, but Chucky always wins that one. I came in second, though.
Okay. Anyway, even though the hype machine kind of ruined the game for me, as did the ravenous, overzealous fandom, it does look like a good game that I'll never actually play.
Why you no play?
Because I don't have the patience for Souls games, okay? I like the way they look, I commend the artists that worked on the franchises, but for my taste, I find the overly difficult gameplay to be more frustrating than anything. I find it takes away from a world I would rather just wander around in and explore.
Yeah, some games are like that. You know, like, games look great, but unfortunately there's a bit of an accessibility curve.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of folks that want to play Elden Ring, but just won't be able to due to the difficulty.
Yeah, but, you know, there's been a bit of a debate about that with From Software games. You know, like, should they add an easy mode for people who want to play the game, but physically can't, or do they stick with their super difficult gameplay mechanics, remaining true to their artistic vision? I say, I don't care.
I mean, here's the thing. I think that artistic vision is important, and when you start making compromises, stuff tends to get watered down. And before you know it, we'll have, like, mobile Souls-type games that are overly accessible but just basically paywall you to keep playing. I mean, I think it kind of sucks that a game dev would create such a rich creative world and kind of gatekeep people from it based on difficulty. It's kind of messed up in this day and age. But, I mean, it's a tough choice. You don't want to force creatives to dumb down their work to be more accessible, yet you don't want to deny a potential audience from appreciating the work. So what's more important, the art or the audience? Well, I mean, usually it's the money. And there's the problem.
This is why I just watch streams and then buy an art book.
All right, listen. Being 2022 and all that, right?
I mean, isn't it rather ableist to not have an easy mode on a game now? You know, I mean, it's relatively, you know, easy to program, isn't it?
You know, I don't know. I feel everything in the world is being forced into being more accessible to everyone, both physically, which I'm kind of okay with, and mentally, which is a whole can of worms. You know, it's both good and bad, but I kind of think artistic vision is important, because over the last decade, so many bits of art and music have been dumbed down for the masses. So, if a game like Elden Ring is super difficult for a reason, and it's geared towards a particular audience, that should be okay, you know? It's like, did the company make a piece of art or a product? And that's up to the company to decide. A product should be accessible to everyone. Art is geared towards a particular audience. So, yeah, it kind of does come down to money.
You know, that would be like, you know, say creating an anime, right, that is geared towards people who like fan service, and then making a non-fan service mode for those who don't like the jiggly. I mean, what is the point? The artistic vision is compromised.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I'm sure that'll happen one day. You know, edited versions of albums exist, so give it time.
Well, bollocks to that! Artistic vision! What are we talking about again?
I don't know. The Weird Al Yankovic biopic is moving forward with Daniel Radcliffe, also known as Harry Potter, playing the role.
It's odd, right? Like, it's odd how Americans aren't in an uproar over an English actor playing an American. You know, I thought you blokes were all about that woke culture and proper representation in film. This is ridiculous!
Yeah, I know. There's some weird inconsistencies with that whole woke culture and accurate representation in film kind of thing. You know? Like, they couldn't find an American New Yorker to play Spider-Man? Jeez. And what about Doctor Strange? Come on, woke culture. Where's your outrage?
I think woke culture only complains when it makes them seem progressive and equalities.
Yeah, it's like an old hypocritical argument, where it's totally okay for someone to play a particular character, but not others.
Well, I think in the case of Doctor Strange and Spider-Man, it doesn't really matter, right, as they're fictional characters. Weird Al isn't a fictional character, is he?
No, it just seems that way.
So wait, you mean to say an English actor is portraying an actual American in a film?
Yep.
Wow! I'm sure woke culture will get right on that. You know, proper representation in media. I mean, if The Simpsons can change their whole cast of voice actors to better represent the nationality of those depicted on screen, surely, right? Surely they'll do something about Harry Potter playing Weird Al. Yeah, I am sure of it. Otherwise, it would be like the whole woke culture is just a hypocritical bag of bullocks.
Oh, no. I'm sure they'll get right on that. Expect a casting change soon, folks. You know, as soon as it trends on Twitter. You know, accurate representation in films and all that. It'll happen. Because woke culture is consistent and not full of crap at all.
So, if they don't recast Weird Al, what does that mean?
It means society has another example of woke culture double standards and hypocritical perspectives, inching them one step closer to being irrelevant.
Well, here's hoping, mate. You know, you get that out of there, and you get rid of that cancel culture, and you know, maybe we can get to a point in society where we can just have fun in our fictional content, and the internet will be nice, you know?
Yeah, folks, keep all these examples of hypocritical outcries from woke society in mind, all right? Like, someone should make a list about everything they never complained about, you know, like English actors playing American actors and vice versa, or actors who aren't gay playing gay characters and vice versa. You know, it goes on forever. Make a list. And when somebody complains about it, just tack that up there. Pin that crap to your profile. It's got to be all or nothing. It really does. That's the whole thing about consistency. And I hate repeating myself. But again, acting, voice acting, it's all about pretending to be something you are not. That's the essence of acting. It's make-believe. And if society doesn't understand that form of art, that says more about society than anything else. Maybe up your prescriptions, you disconnected twits.
Anyway, Nier Automata is getting an anime TV series.
Why? You know, I don't know. It doesn't really seem to need one. The game was fine in and of itself, I suppose.
I would watch that as the game was boring for me.
You what? That game was amazing! I found the environments to be boring and bland and repetitive, though I did appreciate the accessibility option.
Oi! Boring and bland environments? That reminds me. Whatever happened to that game Recore? Like, it had a good premise, but I just remember the game being rather, like, humdrum, you know? Now that was bland environment. Everything was sand and dirt and rust.
Yeah, you know, I actually completed Recore, and that game left zero impression on me. I have no idea why. It was just there. But who cares? Old games. Moving on to music, for some reason. Dave Grohl's horror comedy movie, Studio 666, releases this week with a new song and full album soon to be released to coincide with the film under the name Dream Widow. The first track they released was called March of the Insane. Go have a listen. It's a thing.
I will say, Dave Grohl's music is hit or miss for me, but that man is a delight, and I'll give him all the respect and accolades for his work ethic. He is amazing.
He does do a lot. Same thing with the guy from Green Day. It's like they're both all over the place.
Oh, Billy Ray Strongarm! No, it's Billy Joe Armstrong.
Then who's Billy Ray Strongarm? Dude, I don't know. Country Western arm wrestler? What?
You know, that would make a good movie, right? Up-and-coming country Western musician makes money arm wrestling in bars, you know? Like Walk the Line makes Over the Top.
No, stop that.
I would watch that.
Okay. Speaking of things that should stop, Avril Lavigne keeps making music for some reason, as does Tears for Fears and Guided by Voices, all of which have new albums being released over the next few weeks. Two of these bands I have respect for.
I'm not gonna guess which one you don't have respect for.
Okay. Netflix's Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, which is supposedly a direct sequel to the original one, was released with mixed reviews.
People said it looked good, but the story was poop.
You know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre is my least favorite horror movie franchise. It's just, like, boring. Yeah, I never got into it. It's like, I like my murderers to be likable. You know, Leatherface and the fam just seem to be a bunch of schmucks who went off their meds.
Huh, will I become Leatherface if I don't take my meds?
Probably.
Oh, that's scary. Can I borrow your face?
No.
Ah.
Anyway, we're gonna wrap this up. We'll keep you posted on medical stuff as procedures get done. And with that being said, we're just gonna keep doing what we can do until we can't.
Hooray!
The comic should hopefully be released early March, but we still have some formatting to do for Kindle and all that other fun stuff. So we'll let you know when things go live. Keep up on the socials!
New episode was posted this week! I talked to a cat girl.
God. And some new music should be rolling out early March as well, hopefully. But digital distribution takes some time, so who knows the exact date. We'll let you know when we know. Everyone, thanks for supporting. We have to go do our taxes now.
You know, I think this year the Pumpkin Man made more money than we did on Twitch.
You know, that wouldn't surprise me, as YouTube isn't what it used to be, and it doesn't seem to be getting better.
Also, you know, it is fairly impossible to get decent monetization without them views. You know, I mean, it's just sad but true.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I don't know. Everyone go watch more Foamy so we don't lose out to a fat carrot.
I wouldn't feel bad, as a lot of major YouTubers tend to use view farms to overinflate their numbers.
What?
Rumor has it that some YouTubers have offshore view farms that they pay to just perpetually watch their videos to get those views. Allegedly.
Well, clearly we're not doing that. So I'd rather have my views be organic. Watch more Foamy. Make the world smarter.
Later, everyone. Billy Ray Strongarm, Netflix original soon. Watch my words. This idea will be stolen. Arm wrestling country singer. Oh, he's not only an artist, he's a fighter. In the ring of arm wrestling, he's gonna sing a country song and then break your arm.
Oh, God. No.